Welcome to the CC Broadcast, a part of Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministries. Join us this week as our radio preacher, Pastor Tim Butker, delivers his message, Harvest, Joy, and Labor.
Yes, it is so great to have you with us again as we turn our hearts towards the Lord in worship and praise and honor of who He is through song, and then open His Word and invite Him to speak to us. We're coming to the end of a series today that we've been talking about God using agricultural illustrations to teach us about the ways of the Spirit. And today we're focusing on the harvest, the harvesting and enjoyment of the spiritual fruits that God can bring into our lives. And of course, Jesus spoke directly about the harvest to his followers numerous times. And he said to them very clearly some things that would be enjoyable in the harvest, some things that would just be worth celebrating. And today, as we come to the end of how God is birthing spiritual fruit in our lives and in the world, I want to encourage you just to sit back and think about how God has worked in your life, and what He might be doing now, and how you could get caught up in the joy of the harvest with Him, and enjoy the things that He's brought into your life. For the Bible tells us we shouldn't fix our mind on things that are negative and pessimistic and not good and not right, but we should fix our mind on things that are of good report, noble, holy, praiseworthy, excellent. And as we do this, our mind steers our heart. And you and I, the heart of man, can be cleansed by the Spirit of God and then caught up in the fruits of the Spirit. And that's where fullness of life is, friends. So we fix our mind not on the things of this world, but on the things of the Spirit. And as we do, we get to enjoy the fruit that God is birthing into our world. Would you pray with me to this end? Father, thank you for this time that we have to spend together today. I pray that you work in us and through us by your Spirit to birth us more into the new creations that you're creating in us, transformed into the glorious image of your Son, overflowing with the fruits of your Spirit, so that we could be brighter and brighter lights in the world and more effective salt preservatives in the world of all that's good and right and true. Help us to this end, Father, and work in us even in this time that we've set aside together today. Have your way with us, Lord, by your Spirit. Give us ears to hear and eyes to see what you're saying to us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise Him, for He is thy help and salvation.
Today we're looking at another story that Jesus told in John chapter 4, verses 31 through 38. And this was after a busy time of ministry where they were traveling. He and his disciples and Jesus had gone off by himself. He was talking with what we know of as the woman at the well, and he had interacted with her, and then the disciples came. It must have been near a mealtime. John chapter 4 again, verses 31 through 38. The disciples were urging Jesus, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you not know about." So the disciples said to one another, "Has someone brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Do not say, 'There are yet 4 months, then comes the harvest.' Look, I tell you, lift up your eyes and see the fields are white for harvest. Already the one who reaps is receiving wages and gathering fruit for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper may rejoice together. For here the saying holds true, 'One sows and another reaps.' I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor, and others labored, and you have entered into their labor."
Joy be seen in all I do. Love is Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Let's talk about the harvest a moment. Harvest basically has two sort of elements to it. The first one is that harvest is a time of labor. It's still a time of labor as God is pouring out his grace and fruit is being born. We're to be a part of working in that process with him. But harvest is also a time, and it's equated all through the scriptures as a time of great celebration and great joy. And of course, the joy of the harvest is hard to overlook. Jesus said this, "The one who reaps, you're experiencing the fruit of the Spirit. They're receiving wages right now. If you have ever tasted of the love of God, the peace of God, the joy of God, the gentleness of God, you're walking in the fruit right now. You're enjoying the wages of God's work in your life, your cooperation with him. You're gathering up fruit for all eternity. You can celebrate in it. You can enjoy it. You can walk in the Spirit, the love and joy and peace of God. And this is happening so that the sower, the persons and the people who sowed into you, and you as a reaper can rejoice together. The kingdom of God should be a people who are maturing together and celebrating together, enjoying God together. I can't tell you how many churches I've gone into, and there is very little joy. Very little joy. Enthusiasm means God within, entheos. I want to tell you something. I grew up a very serious gentleman, and you might be able to tell from the way I approach things. And I would call myself a realist. My wife would have called me when we got married more of a pessimist. And I'll just tell you this, I married one of the most joyful people I've ever met. She was up here in joy. I was down here in realism, bordering on pessimism. When you spend a lot of time in the presence of a persevering, joyful person, you either join them or you stay away. And God, I think, knew that I needed a steady dose of joy in my life to rise up into the joyful hope that he made for me. And so he gave me a wife with unquenchable joy. Friends, this is what God wants for his church. For his church to be a place that's abounding in love and joy and peace. There is no end to our ability to grow in these things, welling up on into eternity where that's what we will experience forever. And God wants us to taste the fruits of it now and celebrate it together, enjoy it together. And what would it be like if Nazareth is a church that becomes the most joyful community of faith possible? I can only guess that visitors would come in here and say, I want a little of this joy. I want some of this peace. And not only that, cultivating joy is good for us. King Solomon said, a broken spirit dries up the bones, but a joyful heart, one who will experience the joy of God, it's good medicine. Makes your bones healthy. Makes your muscles strong. This will not come from the world, friends. This is a supernatural fruit that can come into our lives. Nehemiah said something about this during his time. The city of Jerusalem was ravaged by the violence of this earth. God's people were decimated and put into outcast states. Nehemiah was led by God back to Jerusalem to build the wall. And with God's help, the wall was built in 52 days. People lived in the city, and they were excited, but they were nervous because they disobeyed God for so long. And so God called Ezra the priest to gather the people together and read God's law to them. And as they heard God's law, they saw how clearly they'd strayed from God. And that's why they had all of this hardship in their lives. And as he read the law to them, they began to weep and be deeply sorrowful before God. But Nehemiah and Ezra said this, no, God has brought us back. He's bringing us together. He wants us to grow in him. And so Ezra said to him, here's what he said to the people. Go your way. Eat good food. Drink good drink. Send portions from what God has provided you to those who have nothing. This day is holy to the Lord. And then he said this. The joy of the Lord is your strength. It's your strength. Friends, cultivating a heart of joy is cultivating a spiritual tenacity and a spiritual strength. I've seen it in my wife. Early on, I tried to snuff it out. It's stronger than me. This joy is unquenchable, full of glory. Jesus had it even when he went to the cross. For the joy of the Lord, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame. Why? Because of the strength he had in knowing where God was taking him. Joy cultivated, friends. Oh, I need more of it. Lord, would you bear more of this fruit in me? Would you bear more of this fruit? I love the joy in Nazareth, but it can be more. I like the peace that's settling in around Nazareth, but it can be more. I like the grace and love that's flowing in between relationships here, the patience, the kindness, the goodness, the gentleness, but we can have more. And the more we get and the more the spiritual fruit overflows, the more that people that come in here will be caught up in the kingdom of God, because they'll taste and see. But this takes labor, friends. Labor to grow and cooperate with God. Labor to encourage each other. Discipline. Jesus said there's something that can steal this joy. In Matthew chapter 9, he said, when he saw the crowds, the world out there, he had compassion on them. He wanted them to find him as a shepherd, to usher them into this goodness of God. And so he was heartsick over all that was happening in the world, as many of us experience. And then he said this, God is there, basically, willing to grow good fruit in the world. Up into a harvest. The harvest is plentiful. But, he said, those who give their lives to it are few. When a farmer comes to reap a great harvest, and he doesn't have enough laborers, it's stressful. It's burdensome. It is tiring. And so many farmers, when harvest comes around, they hire more workers. I remember when my dad would harvest and he would hire another guy or two to help us. It was such a joy doing the labor. When we would go out and drive along the combine and one gentleman was unloading and we had CBs and we were talking together, laboring together in the harvest. We would work from early morning till late night, but it was like joy because the harvesters were linking arms together. So many of you serve in God's kingdom. We're so thankful for all the teamwork that we have here at Nazareth. But I'll just say this, it could be more. We could rejoice more together. We could do more together. We'll ask the Lord to speak to us about how to do this. The Lord said, don't panic about a shortage of workers working in the world for the kingdom. He said, pray. The foundation of the good in this world moves forward with prayer. He said, the harvest is plentiful, God is rich, God is abundant, he'll pour out his grace, his kindness, but he needs laborers. And so he said to his followers, pray that the Lord of the harvest raises up more who will give their lives to the advancement of his kingdom in the world. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you that you are willing to, in mercy and grace, still involve yourself with a rebellious world. And we thank you for, you know, what some of us have experienced as of the first fruits of the harvest, the power of your presence, the peace of your presence, the love of your presence, the joy of your presence. We thank you for loving communities in which you put us, where we experience kindness and gentleness and encouragement and patience as we need it. But Father, we do ask that you would continue to pour out more here at Nazareth, more for each of us, so that we could help others experience the goodness that we know. And Father, perhaps there's someone sitting in here today who maybe you're inviting into your family to become a part of this labor in your work as a son or daughter. We ask that you would work in them to give them the gift of faith and hope that they could trust in you for the forgiveness of their sins through Christ. And then also learn to walk with you as they receive your Spirit through faith and grow with us in these great fruits. And now, Father, as we prepare to leave from here, I pray that you would help our hearts, our wandering hearts, be more bound to you and abide more closely with you so we could live more and more fully in the fruits of your Spirit, the harvest that you have for us in our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
There is a
Thanks for tuning in to today's broadcast. Our primary goal is to proclaim Jesus Christ as the Redeemer of the world and to promote the truth of God's Word. In addition to this weekly broadcast, we have three podcasts which you can listen to for free on our website, ChristianCrusaders.org, or on our free mobile app. The first podcast is a Bible overview devotion called the Daily Dose Devotions. The second podcast features inspiring interviews with interesting Christians. It's called the CC Podcast Conversations. Our newest podcast is Homer Larson Live, which features a powerful series of sermons from one of our former radio preachers recorded live over his five-decade ministry to his local church.
Today you've been listening to the broadcast transmission of Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministries. We're one of America's longest-running radio ministries on the air since 1936. We are completely donor-funded and donations are tax-deductible. They can be sent to 7401 University Avenue, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613, or made online at ChristianCrusaders.org. Thank you for tuning into this broadcast. We'll be here again next week at the same time. And until then, may God richly bless you.